Hey y'all, welcome to Sisters in a Glimpse. We're two friends turned sisters, sharing glimpses of our walk with Jesus to encourage other believers in the Christian faith. Expect real conversations laced with honesty, laughter, conviction, and all kinds of truth found in God's Word. Our hope is that you will relate to the topics we discuss and will be encouraged to keep growing and keep pursuing God's will for your life. So now, let's jump right into the next episode of Sisters and a Glimpse. Hey, everybody.
Hello.
This is Abby.
And this is Megan.
And we are alive.
And well.
And we are back with, believe it or not, season 3, episode 1.
Yeah, we thought new year, let's start a new season.
Yes.
And
start fresh.
Here we are. We need a fresh start.
We need a fresh start.
We've been gone for a little while, if you haven't noticed.
Just a little bit. But yeah. We're back.
We want to say life happens, and it did.
Yeah.
But also, you know.
We have learned a lot in our podcasting journey about rhythms, scheduling,
balance.
Yeah. Just a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And in this, you know, just to keep it real, which we always do, you know, we had some plans that we shifted the night that we were going to record about six months ago, and or like this summer.
Yeah.
It was starting in August, and we did real good, you know, for a little bit on that new night, but then it started to kind of, things would come up, and specifically during the holidays, we had a lot, you know, a lot going on just with different health stuff and travels and the holidays and all of those things. But ultimately it comes down to, we just weren't able to get together, and whether, you know, we look at that as though we just didn't choose to, or we didn't, not because I don't love Megan, but
I know things did happen.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, we, with our scheduling and all, but we also didn't make a super big effort.
Yeah.
To meet. So that's on us.
Yeah, that is on us.
We apologize.
We really are sorry.
Because this is our heart, and we do want to continue this. And so we thought, okay, coming today, we're just going to have new season, new episode, and we're just going to kind of discuss things that we have learned this past year.
Yeah.
Things that we have failed at this past year.
Yeah.
And then kind of looking forward to what this new year has to bring.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, we're excited every time. We've always joked, because oftentimes we figured out, especially in the last probably 10, 12 episodes, we would do real good for like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and then something would pop up.
Yep.
And then we'd be off for like 2 weeks. And then we'd say, we're back. And then we'd record about 3 or 4 episodes. And someone say, oh, glad to have y'all back. And then something would pop up. Uh-huh. And 2-3 weeks, and they'd be like, are y'all still podcasting? And we'd be like,
you know how many times people have asked me that?
I remember
think,
you telling me.
Are y'all listening?
Yeah. So we really, I mean, we're sorry. we're really sorry. But it, you know, every time, we always laugh though. Every time we have had an opportunity to just say, hey, you know what? Let's just stop. And maybe this isn't, you know, what we want to do. It'd be a whole lot easier just to say,
we don't have
just
time.
Close that door.
Do it, yeah.
We always have kept coming back. Even in the times where right now, I didn't feel, as we were talking about this tonight, I wasn't embarrassed. But as I'm now talking about it on record, I'm embarrassed. And I really am sorry. Because it's,
I think it just points out in the areas that we have failed.
Yeah. And what we're learning.
And yeah. So anyways, I know we've done an episode like this before.
Yeah.
Where we're like, we're back, guys. But this time we're really back.
We are officially back. We're back to, we said we're back to the basics. We're back on our original evening.
Yep.
But even more than that, I think that, you know, we, I don't remember what month, October, November, we celebrated our year anniversary of doing the podcast.
Yep.
And we were talking about just a few minutes ago how, you know, you get a year into something and yeah, you still love it. Yeah, it's still exciting. But just like in anything, it takes work, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a job, the shiny new part, it wears
it
off
fades.
And it fades and other things start coming up. And at that point you have to decide, okay, is it worth it?
Mm-hmm.
And what we have both talked about is that, Yes, it is worth it. And neither one of us at this point, now it could always change, but at this point, we still feel like the Lord is asking us to be faithful here, mm-hmm. even in the moments where we have to just apologize and be embarrassed and say, hey, we failed and we're sorry.
Yeah.
But we continue to show up even still. And, mm-hmm. and that's what we want to keep doing.
Yeah. Yeah. We want to remain faithful.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Faithful Mondays.
Okay. Faithful Mondays. So Abby.
Yes.
Thinking about this past year, because I know we did an episode last year on the new year and our goals and, you know, what we're looking forward to.
Yeah.
How did this past year go for you?
Well, it was a really good year in a lot of ways, but it also presented its challenges. In the last, thinking of like from summer to now, August to now, it's crazy to think that it's already the end of January, but just in the last, I'll just be real frank. I was not spending time with the Lord like I needed to in His Word. Let me be a little more specific, in His Word. This year's schedule has been really busy, and I have struggled, and I do think that part of it is the enemy. I've felt that too more than ever before of him attacking different areas of my life or trying to like weasel his way in. And I haven't been fighting, or I wasn't fighting like I needed to. And I know that sounds super spiritual, but it's true, right? Yeah. We don't fight against flesh and blood. And so I was not used to. I would have my quiet time in the night before I went to bed, and I was very disciplined. Even if it was, you know, even if I was so tired, I would get my Bible out and read and pray and all of those things. And this, from August until about December, that first semester, I had stopped doing that. Not by choice, but I was so tired. And I would, if I did do it, I would fall asleep immediately, like with my Bible open. Can't tell you how many times I fell asleep with the lamp on and my Bible laying open on my bed. And I didn't realize in the moment, but now looking back, it started to wear on my thought life and just my relationship with the Lord. Like we were talking about, I got weak, my muscles, my Bible reading muscles got weak, because on the moments where I was awake and I was doing it, I would think to myself, either I'm not getting anything from this, or I don't know what to read. Like what is there? There's all these books of the Bible. And by goodness, I have been a believer since I was 7 years old. And here I am acting struggling, as though I felt like whenever Paul's talking to the Corinthians about how you baby, like he just pretty much calls him your baby.
Yeah.
And so whenever the new year came, and you know, I hesitate at the new year setting goals, because I can think of, I have quit more goals than I have accomplished. The ones that I'm setting as new year's goals, like new year's resolutions, I have failed at more than I have achieved.
Right.
And so I hesitate to do that anymore, because I'm like, I don't want to set myself up to fail, right?
Just not going to make any goals.
But I had myself a really good accountability partner, and I decided that I was going to set in stone that, hey, you can't afford not to do this. Because even in my conversations with you that I just shared, like, my parents could see it. Like, I didn't just fall off the deep end in my choice making, but my thought life and my heart and my emotional state just wasn't where it needed to be.
Yeah.
I was not myself.
No, you weren't.
And it all goes back to, I wasn't looking into the face of the Lord, which is His Word, a living and active Word. I have been, I guess that you asked me the question about what went well last year, but I'm telling you, my goal already for
that's okay.
This year.
Keep
I'm sorry.
Going.
I've worked my way around full circle.
Keep going.
But I can't afford not to do that. And there are, I want to be proactive right now. And I think that that's what's gotten me in trouble this far, is that, one, my lack of discipline, my own sinful nature, but also I've been able to kind of manage my own schedule. But there are things in the future that, whether it is to be a wife, to be a mom, I want to be proactive having those disciplines in place, because one of these days, my own spiritual state and my own emotional state and my thought life, it's not just going to affect me. I, Lord willing, by the grace of God, am going to have people in my household that are going to either be harmed from that or benefit from that. Mm-hmm. And I want to be able to pour into them. And I'm not going to be able to do that without the discipline of the word. Mm-hmm. And I'm embarrassed to say that I have faltered in that, you know, in that discipline, that I, at the age of almost 29, am still struggling with that.
But I think so many people, Abby, can relate to that. I'm embarrassed of that too, because it's, you know, you had that struggle last year, and then look, I had the same struggle. And, you know, before I've been so disciplined about studying God's word, you know, just sometimes for hours on end, waking up super early so I could get that time in with the Lord, and little by little, you know, like not wake up as early or not spend as much time. And then it led to skipping a day, skipping 2 days. And I was telling Abby last year, same thing with me. Like, I just felt like in a funk. And it all came back to my own discipline of not being in God's word, because that's where life is found. That's where you're going to renew your mind. That's where you're going to find joy. Everything that you need, the bread of life, you have to spend time in his word. And when we're not, it affects every area of our life.
It's the cornerstone.
And so the same thing for me last year, that's where I failed miserably. And it is embarrassing to say that, because here we are. We help teach Sunday school. We're doing this podcast, and we're supposed to not falter. But guess what? We did.
We did.
You know, and I think other people listening can relate to that. Like, oh, like, I'm not alone in that. But you can't stay there. The Lord does not want you to stay there. And you have to make the conscious decision to say, okay, no more. And kind of like you, like, I don't want to make any goals this year, because I failed so bad last year at my goal of being healthy. Like, I just was not at all. It's terrible. So I was telling you before, like, I'm just going this year. It's like a day. One day at a time for me.
And isn't it, though, I'm thinking, like, this kind of ties into what we're going to talk about next of even, you know, we look at what we failed at and how miserably, like, literally the foundational truth of spending time in
the one thing the we're one supposed thing. To do every day.
That's what we failed at.
Yeah.
But even still, you look back at last year and you look at how constant God's grace was
and how
faithful he was, and all of the prayers that he did answer and the ways that he showed up. Like, what is
so
one
many
thing?
Ways. Okay.
What's something that he showed up to you?
So, my new job.
Yeah.
Like, okay. So, I was a teacher, you know, and I resigned last year. And then literally within 2 days, I was approached with this new job where I, that I absolutely love and, like, my dream job. And he just, like, all throughout last year, I can just see his hand. And I remember last year, and I was telling you this before, that I said, I feel like this year, it's going to be a hard year. I said that January of last year. And I said, I don't know why, but I feel like this is going to be a hard year. And it was. But it was also a really good year. So there were lots of hard things that I walked through, and I know that you have walked through. Lots of trials. But then at the same time, like, blessings upon blessings, and the way
intentional.
And very specific prayers that he would answer. Like, wow, so kind. And so, like, just even though I was unfaithful to reading God's word the way I should, he remained faithful the whole time to me, you know, and didn't have to be. But that's who he is.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What about you?
Well, just get all giddy over here. So last year, in the year of 2022,
in the month of May,
a dear friend of mine, that I had been friends with for about a year. Mm-hmm. He asked me out on a date, and we have now been dating for almost 8 months. And he's actually a listener.
Love him.
He was one of our first listeners of the podcast.
I know.
And so, yeah, the Lord has been so kind and gracious, and I've learned so much. And it
has answered so many prayers for you.
Answered so many mm-hmm. prayers.
In that
ones
situation.
That are just beyond, you know, beyond anything that I could have ever mm-hmm. imagined, and things that I did at one point imagine that thought were impossible. He's answered them so mm-hmm. specifically. And, he is, the Lord is wonderful. And so is Tyler. And I'm just really grateful, for
Hi,
that.
Tyler.
And hello, Tyler. and so it's been a lot of fun, and I've learned a lot from it. And it's kind of one of those things of, you know, having a relationship, you know, used to, and I would remind myself this, but at times you would think, whenever I was single for all my life, I would think, oh, well, you know, if I just had a relationship, then everything would be better and mm-hmm. everything would be fine. And you kind of treat it as the be all end all. But I also knowing in the back of my mind of knowing that it's not, and I have seen that, is wonderful.
Understand,
and he's hung the moon. You know, he's wonderful. Mm-hmm. He's as good as it gets. But we're still two sinners, and mm-hmm. life still goes on around you. And just because you're together doesn't mean that all of the
everything else fades
all
away.
Of the challenging and, yeah. circumstances go away mm-hmm. because they haven't.
You just and instead to walk you're through them together.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You're walking through them together, and that's tough. I mean, it's hard, but it's been a huge blessing. And
I'm so happy for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I've loved getting to watch this.
Yeah, you've had a front row behind
very
the scenes.
Special.
It's been really cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I feel like we should give some encouragement.
Yeah.
For this year.
Okay.
Like, I'm not setting a goal.
Yeah.
Like, I have.
I think our goal is the one day at a time
to be
goal. To be faithful in the day that is ahead of us.
Yes, that is my goal. I'm not trying to make any long-term goals.
Because that's where the pressure comes.
Yeah, and I'm just being, just like you said, being faithful one day at a time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's what I'm doing this year.
Yeah.
Like, I'm determined mm-hmm. to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes with being disciplined,
absolutely.
Like working on my discipline in mm-hmm. many areas of my life.
Yeah.
But the main one in spending time with the Lord in
yep.
His Word.
Yep.
So I would encourage anybody who's listening.
Yeah.
Don't beat yourself up
mm-hmm.
over failed goals, mm-hmm. failed, you know, plans that you have made for yourself, or mm-hmm. even if, you know, you're not, you know that you're not doing what you should be doing.
Yep.
There's always new mercies every single day.
You
don't have to wait until January 2024 to start over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, today's a new day. Tomorrow's a new day. Mm-hmm. We're not promised tomorrow, but you can start now
mm-hmm.
with changing your mindset, changing your heart, getting into His Word.
Mm-hmm.
And when His Word washes over you, it literally renews your mind.
Yeah.
It renews your spirit and your mind, and you have a totally different outlook and perspective on life.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're able to go out and do those things that you want to do,
mm-hmm.
the other areas of your life that need to get in order, because when this is in order,
right.
everything else gets in order.
Absolutely.
So don't beat yourself up, because that's what the enemy wants.
Absolutely.
Because he's standing there ready to beat you up too.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants you to beat yourself up about it. Because when we're doing that, we're not focused on the Lord.
Yep.
And we're going to be left behind right there. God doesn't want us to stay there.
Yeah.
He wants us to always move forward.
Yep.
And he always has an outstretched arm saying, come.
Yep.
Come.
Absolutely. Amen. Mm-hmm. I would tie into that with saying, you know, don't question. If there is an area, or maybe areas, maybe you feel like your entire life is encompassed by nothing is going right. Like, maybe there's an area in your life where you were doing everything in your power mm-hmm. to make something go well,
mm-hmm.
and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just out of your control. I mean, that's mm-hmm. just plain and simple,
mm-hmm.
just out of your control. Don't second guess the Lord's approval mm-hmm. or love mm. or compassion for you in that moment. Mm-hmm. Like, don't think, okay, Lord, what am I doing wrong? Because sometimes if there, no, you come,
if you have
sin in your life mm-hmm. like if there is sin, then
that's on you.
Then that's on you. Mm-hmm. And you need to come and bring that into the light. But if you can honestly say, okay, Lord, convict me of any sin. I am an open book before you. Convict me. And I'm repenting of this and I'm going to turn. But if you can come boldly before his throne and say, Lord, I have confessed every sin that I know. Mm-hmm. If there's something I don't know or realize, then please mm-hmm. show me. Mm-hmm. But here I am humbly before you. I'm doing everything that I can to pray for this situation, to work hard mm-hmm. in this situation, to be joyful despite everything that I can. Mm-hmm. If you can come and honestly say that, but yet nothing on the outside, whether it's a job, whether it's a relationship, whether whatever it is, seems to be going well, or the prayer just mm-hmm. doesn't seem to be being answered, do not let the enemy mm-mm. convince you that the Lord is upset with you, that he is displeased with you, that he doesn't love you, or that he's not in control of the situation.
Because always working.
He is. Mm-hmm. And maybe he's just teaching you that this particular situation mm-hmm. is out of your control. And he is teaching you to rely on him. Mm-hmm. And you, again, you just keep being faithful mm-hmm. in what is before you. You keep showing up. Mm-hmm. You keep doing what you can to be mm-hmm. a light. Mm-hmm. And even if you don't get the results that you want, if you can truly say, Lord, I am doing all that I know to do, mm-hmm. but nothing's happening, well, then you just keep being faithful. Don't quit. Don't run away. Don't get mad at the Lord. Don't make it second guess. Mm-hmm. Don't make it. Don't let the enemy cause you to
question.
Just rest knowing
his sovereignty.
Exactly. Because mm-hmm. he is in control. Mm-hmm. And maybe he's just teaching you a lesson.
He's a good God.
Of surrender. Mm-hmm. He is good.
Yeah. He's a good God.
And his love never fails. He's mm-hmm. never going to leave you, never going to forsake you, never going to abandon you. He is your steady rock. And
he's always on time.
He is always on time.
Mm-hmm. In everything.
In everything.
And
it's always for, he works all things together for the good of those who love him. So you keep loving him mm-hmm. and you keep your heart fixed on him, your eyes fixed on him mm-hmm. and you keep loving him, then you can trust that he will work mm-hmm. all things together.
Stay
for your
faithful.
Good. You stay faithful.
One day at a time.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. So are we doing favorites this season?
We can.
Or are we doing something else?
We can do favorites. I think, right, I mean,
what
do you have another idea?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we have a favorite.
Yeah, we do.
We have a favorite. So we'll just stick with favorites. If anyone has any other suggestions or things
that
you want to hear.
We have a Facebook page.
We do have a Facebook page. Sisters in Eclipse.
Give us a like.
Give us a like and follow.
Yeah, share our page.
Yeah, or better yet, share our page with all of your friends. So, yes, our favorite. We have a collective favorite tonight. We have our new Bible study group, our Bible study group started a new study mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago mm-hmm. with the Jenny Allen study on 1 Corinthians. Mm-hmm. It's a video study. And so far, it has been...
It's been so good.
Awesome. Like the questions that she asks.
Oh, I know. So good.
You know, the video is awesome. She's in Greece, which is super cool to watch.
I know.
But like the actual study itself, and I like it because the way that we do it, we go through the questions. Like she has a set of questions that you can do together. Mm-hmm. And then she has a study set of
going deeper
that you can do throughout the week.
Yeah.
It's little devotional study. And I think mm-hmm. that's really helpful.
I loved it.
So
I'm loving
good.
It.
I really like and 1 Corinthians is a great book.
It is.
So
it's jam packed with a lot of things.
Yes,
so like even after this study, because I think it's a 12-week study.
Yeah.
You would need to spend
even more time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, we are very hopeful for this year, for this new season.
Yep.
And we're excited for y'all too.
We sure are.
See what the Lord, you know, it's a new start. Mm-hmm. It's a fresh start. And my prayer is that the Lord just does something fresh in everyone's hearts.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
All right, guys.
Okay. We will see y'all for another Faithful Monday.
Yes. Next Monday.
Next Monday. Yep. Y'all have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to y'all soon.
See ya.
Bye.